feelings throughout, and they're constantly changing.
I've had the privilege for a bunch of years at this point to teach Sefer Shemos. So a question that always comes up in Shir is, why did the Ribono Shel Olam put us through Shibud Mitzrayim? What was the purpose of putting Klal Yisrael through slavery? And what makes the question that much more challenging is, you know, you would think naturally it's a punishment. But in this week's Parsha, in Lech Lecha, Hashem tells Avram Havinu that Ger Yezarecha, that your children will be strangers in a strange land, that they will go through Shibud Mitzrayim. Way before Yaakov Avinu and his children were a twinkle in Avram Avinu's eyes. So it's kind of hard to understand it to be a punishment. This week, my six-year-old son and I were doing bedtime, and I don't know if you saw it or not, Benny Friedman came out with the Am Yisrael Chai video. So part of bedtime that night was we saw the video to the Am Yisrael Chai video. And I just was feeling a new hill on that roller coaster, a new feeling. And it was, there was hope and there was pride. And in the video, it shows, you know, Klal Yisrael mobilizing. You know, you see going to the bases, providing food, the collection. You see Haredim that are furiously tying the tzitzis to give to the chayalim. Irreligious chayalim putting on tzitzis. And that feeling of wanting to literally take the shirt off of our backs to give it to our brothers, our sisters, our children, our grandchildren, whoever is there, whichever chayal is there that's putting their life on the line, but to do something to protect that. You felt that came out through the clip. And I was thinking about this idea that we've been talking a lot about, of this unity, of this achdus that we've been experiencing now, thinking about that clip and that positive feeling that it was creating, at least for me and I'm sure for many of you. We find that all of us are complicated. Every single individual, every single human, every single person is complicated. And we're comprised of so many different facets, so many different chalakim. I'm the teacher, I'm the husband, I'm the son, I'm the father, I'm the guy that likes to barbecue, I'm all of those things. But those different chalakim, those certain different facets are activated and they specifically come out most often in times of extremes. At a wedding, you know, your brother, your sister, your father, your mother are not the normal brother, sister, father, mother. They're that much closer, that extreme of joy, that extreme of simcha. And chalila, the opposite. Those times of stress, those times where we are threatened. We're threatened domestically and, of course, threatened abroad. That common denominator, that chelik, that is us, that is Am Yisrael, is activated. Rav Hirsch explains that Yitzias Mitzrayim, or Shibud Mitzrayim, accurately, was, as the Psukim say, Akur HaBarzel. It was a moment of Klal Yisrael to become activated as a people and to unify them. But we don't want that. We don't want, certainly not the extreme of tsar and the extreme of pain, to activate us as a people, to activate us as an Am. So I had that moment this week of just stopping and reflecting and thinking, how? what way, how can we activate our chelak of Am Yisrael, even not under tsar, not under pain, not under persecution? Rav Ichamayim Morgenstern has a beautiful sefer, and he discusses this concept a little bit. And just like we are all very complicated, and we're all comprised of different facets and different chalakim, it's important at times to be poshet, to remove, to be able to see every single yid, every single Yehudi, every single brother and sister of Am Yisrael, their insides. That all of us are a chelek elokai mimal. Every single one of them, every single one of us are endowed with kedusha, are endowed with holiness, are endowed with a beauty. And of course, there are moments where those different chalakim are activated within us, but if we're able to have those moments of taking a deep breath and looking within each and every one of us to be able to see that inner kedusha that all of us have, then Amir Tzashem, that will be able to have those moments of Am Yisrael, those Am Yisrael moments, far too often. It was, I can't imagine what so many parents and grandparents of Chayalim must be feeling. We were very fortunate to have some of our Talmidim, some of our students to speak at Hafter, and you just want to hold them, and you're just so proud. And, really actualizing all that we try to do, that selflessness and that sense of Am Yisrael at all moments. And it's really I cannot say how proud I am to be a member of Klal Yisrael and to be able to have the schus of being able to connect with so many of these Talmidim. And Amir Tzashem, we should come from this mi'afela, l'or gadol, to a great light, by way of being able to see that inner beauty, that inner light, and that inner kedusha in every single one of us, and to go mechayel el chayel.